welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned this morning that when women are in labor, people are saying the dumbest things to them.
Or, you know, it can just be all a little off kilter, right?
Yeah.
Like, I had a 10-pound baby. She said, what kind of cigarettes are you smoking for the next one?
Don't worry. We promise it'll make sense.
Yeah.
We also found out that a lot of you aren't wearing underpants regularly.
Some people in the studio, some people with athleisure wear.
That's right. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Scientists have now discovered that even while asleep, our bodies are responding to the stimuli around us. And so, if we, while asleep, hear relaxing words, it can further relax our bodies, promote better rest, and we can wake up feeling even more rejuvenated and relaxed than we did before we fell asleep. This reminds me of any time, I've only had like 3 massages in my life, but it would be this moment, and then the woman would be like, can you roll over? And then you hear me go, there's no room on this table, I'm going to fall off.
Right.
And the whole moment's ruined. Right now, you've texted us at 312-233-1019, the relaxing words you would like to hear while asleep to promote further relaxation. From a 312, inner peace. Inner peace. 773, moist.
Whoa.
Moist. Your mama, your mama, your mama. I'm going to read these as submitted. Hawaiian sunset. Oh. I quit.
Okay.
Hearing anyone talk is really not relaxing.
Except for Morgan Freeman.
It could be. Boinking. Boinking. Free wings. 2 to 5 p.m. yesterday, you could have enjoyed free wings. Ménage à trois. The wine. The
$8.99. Oh.
Sleeping alone. Sleeping alone.
Are you feeling relaxed?
Nikki's actually closing her eyes. Probably. I really appreciate you buying in. Thank you so much. Inheritance.
Oh, yeah.
Inheritance.
Wow.
Similarly. And they actually said, say it slow, so I will. Boobies.
Oh.
Boobies. Done. Done. No debt.
Yeah.
Who wears short shorts?
Wow.
Promotion. Independently wealthy.
We're all having the
I
same
love everybody wants yeah.
dreams.
Money or exactly. sex. I really like it. I like
life
this.
Comes down to pretty much.
Bulbospongiosis. I don't know what
I'm
this is.
I'm afraid of what
I
you might
I don't
have just
Google
said.
It. And finally.
Serenity now!
There we go.
But they got to shout it or it doesn't hit the same. Fields is gone. Fields will be gone. Go Bears. Fields will be gone. Go Bears.
Oh, man.
312. It's not me. I'm just... Promotion.
Another one.
It's a good one. And finally, your children don't need money. Your children don't need money. I feel relaxed. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
I feel rejuvenated. I feel like I'm on the other side of stress.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to take this Tuesday on. Tuesday is the busiest day of the week. Research has shown us that.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. Research shows Tuesday the busiest, most productive day of the work week. And now you're walking into it relaxed.
Hmm.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Getting good grades as a kid, it's difficult. It can be tough, you know. Sometimes mom and dad have to lean in and offer a little bit of a carrot on a stick to get you to work harder. Parents offer cash or video games or pizza.
Extra
or
video game time.
Time,
even.
Yeah, time, the gift of time.
I mean, you're working, so you might as well get something in return,
you
right?
You put in the hard work, and then you get to kind of see the reward at the end. Just like as an adult, you work hard. Maybe you get, like, you know, a raise or a vacation day or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. Now, here's what's fun about this. It's not you giving the reward. It's grandma. Do I have that right?
Yes, correct. My mom.
So what does mom give her granddaughter for good grades?
So for every A, my daughter's 12, so for every A, she gets $25.
Whoa!
And my 9-year-old gets, for every A, $10.
Okay.
But this spring break, since she's been in honor roll the whole year, she's getting a trip to Mexico.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Awesome.
Hey, so
I wish my mom would do that when I was little.
About to say, now when you were a kid, did your mom, who is now giving your kids trips and cash, was it the same thing, or was she more like,
I'm going to
take the blankets away, no phone?
Yeah, more like that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
wild,
more
man.
Like that. Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, these grandparents get soft.
Nowadays.
Yeah, what is the deal?
Right.
Yeah.
So now, I like that she has the cost of living increase from 9 to 12. So the 9-year-old's getting 10, the 12-year-old, 25.
Classes are easier at 9,
Yeah. You're not into, you know, calculus yet. And we got a lot of texts here of things that people are getting. In 847, when I was in middle school, if I got all A's on my report card, my parents would let me buy one of those jars of frosting that I would be allowed to eat whenever I wanted.
Oh, that's nice.
Ew.
Hilarious.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
That's incentive.
You're not even using a spoon.
That's
just your finger.
Yes. Yeah. My favorite thing with my kids now is we'll be through their grocery store and they're like, can we make cupcakes? I'm like, well, we're going to have to buy the jar of frosting. And then Amy and I are just like sneaking the frosting jar. It's fantastic. So many people getting in different things here. When my kids got above 3.5, they'd get to choose any dinner they'd want, and every one of them would choose lobster, crab legs, or raw oysters.
Dude, it's so crazy. It is all the time.
Watch out.
And you're like, stop. I mean, it's not even that excessive, but it'll be like, I'll have a steak. And I'm like, you don't even like steak. You like burgers.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Come on.
Yeah, got to take advantage.
When I was a kid, my mom would let me pick out any Beanie Baby I wanted after a good report card. My parents got my brother and I an Xbox 360 when we got combined 10 A's in middle school. See, now they're working together.
Team effort.
I like that.
Hilarious.
I like
you're
that
you're accountable
one.
To the other one.
That's kind of fun. We do $50 per quarter in middle school, $100 for the semester for our now high schooler, only if you get straight A's. And boy, if we've had to pay every single time.
That's what you want to pay
yeah,
for. You
exactly.
know, you're like, okay,
great.
Good.
Happy.
And finally, Alyssa. Am I this old? I used to work hard in school to get Pizza Hut and Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I remember that as well. Seeing the commercial for Pizza Hut and my dad being like, I don't want that pizza. But if you get AIDS, we'll go get Pizza Hut.
All those red cups.
Yes.
Oh,
and, remember the reading club?
You would hit your head on.
Yes.
Love it.
They had the reading club, the Pizza Hut book club. If you read enough books, you'd get a free pizza.
Yeah.
My brother, sister, and I would sign up, and consistently only my sister would read enough books. And my brother and I would be like, oh, come on, say we read them. And my mom wouldn't sign that we did it.
I was going to say you didn't lie.
No, my mom wouldn't lie. Yeah. You got to read.
My mom was like, well, free pizza. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, she read 200 hours of Amelia Bedelia.
Yeah.
Frank and I weren't very learned, apparently.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Hey, that's a big ass baby. Maybe next time smoke. What? What cigarettes are we smoking with the next one?
Because that, again, I was that crazy pregnant person who came in with so many questions about everything.
Right.
I already, you know, so I immediately got her joke. She was like, yeah, the cause is low birth weight. Yeah, you don't do that.
Right.
Absolutely no. But this is a monster you're about to give
right.
birth to, and I don't want to freak you out.
So now people have asked how big. Nikki's son was 34 pounds at birth.
He was 10 even. He was 10
yeah.
even.
He was 4 years old, and he came out.
Yeah.
No. He was a big kid. 10 flat.
Ouch.
What was the craziest thing you were told during labor and delivery? Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Nikki, I understand you completely. I had to be induced, and I waited too long to tell him that I wanted to be induced. So when he was born, the doctor said to me, you know, if you would have decided a little bit earlier, I could have hit last call at the bar down the block. But mine was born at 10 to 2 in the morning, and he weighed 10 to 2.
Oh, wow. Man. Oh, that's amazing. See, it was written in the stars. I could be at happy hour right now.
I love that doctors are making smoking and drinking jokes.
Yeah, right. While we're delivering babies. What's that, Mary?
Oh, I was just going to say, and when he came out, it was like amazing. And the next morning when we went, and he wasn't not a C-section. When we went to see him in the nursery, people were asking what's wrong with him because he took up the whole bassinet.
Yeah. Hey, that's a big one he got in there. Yeah. Hang on a second. That kid's four times the size of these other ones. Right. What's going on?
Well done.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Tina. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Craziest thing you were told during labor and delivery?
So I'm pushing, and the doctor goes, whoops. And then my mom was standing next to me because she was there, too. And she says, what do you mean, whoops? And the doctor said, well, I almost dropped the baby.
Oh, no. You don't want that.
Shot out of me.
Come on. It shot out of me. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, doc. I'm firing on all cylinders over here. Pew. Oh, whoops. Yeah, you don't want to hear that word.
Slippery little right. Babies.
Ouch. They are slick. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hi, Amanda. Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel the plight of this individual. What happened? It's labor and delivery, and they said what?
Yeah, so I had a C-section as well. A large boy who didn't want to come out.
No.
My surgeon, similar to Nikki, leaned over the curtain and was like, hey, I'm going to need some new shoes.
Oh, man, these are ruined now. I can't wear these out. Why did I wear these in here?
And even in that situation, you weirdly feel bad.
Yeah, you're like, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, what size are you? Like you're going to order shoes? Hi, Liz. Good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing well. Now, we've heard from a lot of doctors and nurses. Your husband really was crushing it in there, huh?
Oh, yes, he definitely was. I was in labor for over a day and a half when finally I was pushing for 2 hours. And after I got my 9-pound, 6-ounce kid out, my husband decided to say, wow, my arm really hurts.
You know, hon, my arm is really sore after leaning on this, leaning onto this bed for the last.
No, he was holding up my leg, so he was like, "God, it was just." I looked at him. I'm like, "What are you talking about? Your arm hurts." I'm like, "I just pushed out a child." Like, hello,
yeah,
come on, guys.
Yeah, this arm is really
your
sore.
Foot hurt after kicking away.
Yeah, and finally, hey, Courtney. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've had doctors, nurses, a husband, but we have not heard from grandma yet. Boy, they have opinions.
Yeah, so I had been in labor for 38 hours, and my grandma called to see how I was doing, and she said, I don't know what's taking you so long. All it is a little cramp and a push, and the baby should be here.
Whoa!
So if you're going to take longer, why don't you wait 2 more days and have the baby on my birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. You got to love grandmas. Yeah. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't
remember. Do you got to love them?
I know.
That's wild.
You're like, Grandma, I've been eating ice chips for 38 hours.
Get off my back, Grandma.
Mix and match, it's an easy game for you. Mix and match, even has a theme song too. Who will you choose? Your head you'll scratch when you play mix and match.
Yeah, all right, who's ready to mix it and match it? Please welcome to the show, Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Hi, Chris, how are you?
Doing really well, man. How are you doing today?
I'm not doing too bad. Just on my way to work.
Was your favorite 90s R&B group Tony?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good answer.
Good answer.
All right, let's just give him the prize.
You can hear how he went with it.
Just give him the prize. Let's just move on.
100%.
Tony, have you heard us play Mix and Match before?
I have, yeah.
Okay, great. So you know the drill. We're going to share a fill in the blank. I'll ask everybody to write their answers down. You pick one of us and match the answer. When you do that, it's dinner for two at ABBA. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay, guys, I told you earlier this morning it's National Retro Day. And then we shared with you a study that was done to determine the best cereal the year you were born. For example, if you were born in 1979, Honey Nut Cheerios. That was the best cereal. In 1983, it's Crispix. In 89, the year of our Lord and Savior Taylor Swift, it's Honey Bunches of Oats. And in the 2000s, there were so many spinoffs they couldn't keep track. For example, in 06, it's Fruity Cheerios. The list goes on forever. And so I say to you, Nikki Whip and Violetta, my favorite cereal of all time.
All time.
All time favorite cereal is blank. Now, Tony, are you a cereal eater?
I am.
Are you a cereal killer?
Oh,
I am not.
Okay, good. I just want to clarify. I don't know who we have on the line.
Seriously. He's batting 1,000 with his answers so far. He knows.
Tony, what do you do for a living?
I work in IT.
Oh, you work in IT. Okay, great. Now, security or hacking? The opposite?
Neither.
Neither. Okay, great. And do you work independently or are you internal IT at a company?
I'm at a company, yeah.
Okay, cool. Where do you live? What town are you in?
I'm in Naperville.
Oh, thrill! Violetta's going to ask you if you're a swinger. Are you ready?
No. I forgot. Yeah, are you?
No.
Okay. Are you also... You're not my ex-boyfriend, Tony, right?
I might be.
Wait a second.
I seriously, when I heard his voice, I'm like, is that Tony, Tony?
Wait, so Tony, you... Hang on, everything's... Tony, you've dated Violetta?
I have not.
Okay. Oh my gosh! I was studying just a little bit.
Now your now your batting average slipped to about 750, Tony, because we needed a yes on that just to make her sweat more.
Tony, yeah. I've got everyone's answers locked in.
All right.
Who would you like to match with today? Chris, Nikki, Whip, or Violetta?
Let's try Whip today.
Okay, he's going with Whip. Whip, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. All right, Tony. I asked the room, what is your favorite cereal of all time? The hard-hitting questions that only happen here on the Morning Mix. Did Whip say Raisin Bran, Coco Krispies, C-3POs, or Captain Crunch?
I'm going to say Captain Crunch.
Are you sure?
No! Down it all, Tony.
See, my ex-boyfriend Tony would have known that was mine.
He would have known. Dang.
Yes. Man, oh well.
Cap'n Crunch, Tony, is Violetta's favorite cereal, which you would have seen her eating at the breakfast table the morning after had you guys actually dated.
Maybe.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
Unfortunately, you didn't get it. Do you want to try again? Did Whip say Raisin Bran, Coco Krispies, or C-3POs?
C-3PO.
Hey,
there it is.
Yes. They were a real thing when I was a kid. They were not around very long, and I'm really trying hard to Google how long they were around. I managed to confirm that they existed on Google.
Yeah.
I don't think they were around very long, but I remember loving them.
Were they like sugary, chocolatey, or were they golden?
They were not chocolatey. They were more just like, they were like a little eight almost.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And I don't know.
What was the flavor?
I don't know. I don't think it had a flavor. It was just like cereal flavor.
Yeah.
You know?
Dry oat.
Yeah. Exactly. Oat.
Now, Tony, did Nikki say Raisin Bran or Coco Krispies?
I'm going to say Nikki said Coco Krispies.
Oh, no. Nikki's all about regularity and focusing on fiber intake.
You can come at me. I'm not a cereal person, so this was always like the fallback on, you know?
Dang.
Well, yeah, you're not a cereal person because you're picking the worst one.
I don't like any of them.
Try a Golden Graham.
Yeah, you don't even know what you're missing.
I do.
And I'm the Coco Krispies. Tony, thank you so much for playing this morning. Have a great day out there keeping your company safe from internet hackers and phishing.
All right, will do.
Thanks, man. Nice. Have a good day. Tony.
He tried.
So, V, Cap'n Crunch, and you don't mind that it destroys your mouth.
It does destroy your
mouth. It just rips your mouth apart.
It's so bad, but I love it. It's a great little snack. I feel like it always hits the spot if you want dessert. I don't eat it for breakfast. I would never.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I guess I eat a bowl of cereal every morning before I come here, but I always eat cereal like in the middle of the day.
Yeah, it's a good snack.
It's a solid snack. Mm-hmm. And Whip, you've been known to wake up in the middle of the night and go downstairs and just have a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, a Golden Grahams would be my favorite one to do like that. Just dry. I don't need milk. I just,
Do you put it in a bowl? Oh, you just pour it in your face.
I do put it in a bowl. Yeah, but sometimes the dry cereal in a bowl and the metal spoon hitting the bowl and the crunchiness is too much for anybody in my household to stand, and then I get ejected from the house. Yes.
Go sleep in your car again.
Exactly.
You would eat it with no milk and a spoon still?
Yeah.
If you could?
Yeah. No, if I'm home alone, yes, I do that. I know it's
making all sorts of noise.
He also Winnie the Poohs it at that point. Yeah. He's in there. He's in there with dry cereal in a bowl, no pants, red t-shirt. Yes.
Private moment.
Private moment, yeah. That now we know about.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Martha Stewart has revealed, I don't wear underpants. That's what Martha Stewart is now saying. Martha Stewart, who's, how old is Martha Stewart? This won't even
like
say.
82? Like 82?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She's saying, I don't
Why
wear
do
underwear.
Know that?
I don't know, because she's so present still. You just
really
see
is.
It, right?
Well, yeah, she doesn't wear underwear. She says she actually prefers to wear bathing suits under her clothing. Now, someone texted, hey, Chris, stop saying panties, to which I say, I won't say panties anymore. But if you are wearing no underpanties right now, we are curious to know.
That's worse. Just stop.
Is that worse?
Yes.
It's worse or it's better? Hi, Tori. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. Now, Tori, presently, and I don't want to overstep because we've only just now met, but you are not currently wearing any underpants.
No. Any athleisure takes it out of the... takes it out of question.
Okay, it's out of the equation. So athleisure, by meaning like leggings or bike shorts, you're not yeah. rocking the under pantaloonies.
No.
Okay.
I'm with you, girlfriend. Thanks for calling.
Now,
absolutely.
When did this begin for you, Tori?
This condition.
Probably when athleisure started becoming normal.
Okay, so 2012?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Okay.
Because you know what it is? If something's tight on your skin, then it doesn't feel like you need another barrier.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
jeans are kind of loose.
Yes. And especially if you're working out in them, you're trying to focus on your workout and not anything getting anywhere.
Yeah, a wedgie.
Wedgies, right, right.
Yeah. Well,
interesting. Now, Violetta pointed out if you're wearing a jean or some kind of a pant, you would wear underpants with that?
Oh, yeah, correct.
Okay, correct. Okay.
You don't want chafing.
I guess, I don't know.
No.
What about jeggings?
Jeggings, thank you.
I just like the word.
Well, would you wear a jegging, Tori, or is that too...
Well, jeggings, yeah, I think I'd still be an underpants situation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, back in 2009, though, so we don't wear those
Okay, what about a gaucho pant? What about a gaucho pant? You got a gaucho pant, tight up top, loose around the calf.
Oh, man. I haven't worn a gaucho pant since middle school, so I don't know.
She was definitely wearing underwear then.
Right there, yeah.
One of those pants like Justin Bieber used to wear, you know?
The
like
harem
the
pants?
Crotch is like down by your knees.
Yeah, like the Aladdin harem pants.
Exactly, yeah.
Tori, if you want a harem pant.
Cool in my time.
No, Tori,
okay.
I'm sorry.
What about a hammer pant? If you're wearing an MC, it's the same thing. just trying to
I think qualify. I think that's still an underpants.
Yes.
Anything low crotch, you have to wear an underpants.
What about a skort? It's got shorts, but it's also a skirt.
Depends on the material. If it's a workout skirt, I'd probably say no because like leg portion of it would be a little bit longer. But if it was like a denim skirt, absolutely.
Denim skirt, okay.
Now, Nikki, since you are an avid wearer of underwear, which I appreciate.
Everywhere, all the time.
Yes. Love
it. Sometimes
in the shower.
Sometimes
everywhere I go.
So you know those shorts that come with underwear built in?
Yeah.
Would you still wear underwear?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You double up.
I don't care.
You wear double underwear?
It is a safety, yes. Yes, everywhere. I just feel, it's not like, it's just something, the way I feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
not
yeah.
like safety, like I'm afraid I'm going to pee my pants, but like, I truly like, it is a comfortable thing for me.
Oh my God, I hate underwear.
Yeah. Now, the other question I have is men that don't rock underpants. And I know a few buddies of mine that don't wear the underpants. And for me, I'm like, you got a lot of jingle jangle there, though.
Yeah.
And then the inside of a pair of jeans is not a soft, like the... right where your whole business is hanging, you got a like a seam.
Right.
It's a lot going on. You got a zipper.
All right, well, let's think John Hamm for a minute. So, like, if you're wearing sweatpants, like, he does not like underwear with sweatpants.
Sure.
Is that a normal dude thing? Like, do you guys like that? That's a real question.
I like having everything in its place and vacuum sealed.
For you, too, it's like a comfort thing. It's like a just having, okay.
Yeah, I, too, if I had a bunch of stuff. Like, I, too, would want.
Right.
If I was a guy.
Do you sleep in underpants?
That. Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't. I wear, like, a bed pant.
Oh, my God.
That's right. We're back
short.
To the bed pant thing.
Swanee,
you're the only
do you
one who
underwear?
Calls them bed pants.
Swanee just gave me a look. Okay, hang on a second. Don't
again,
go in
I, as a kid, I do
Nobody
feel.
Go in
let me say this. As a kid, I do feel like I was told that it's bad to sleep in underwear because of something like some temperature or something.
Yeah, it's like too tight. You
got
to let everybody air out.
Right, like
sure,
there's
sure,
some
sure.
Problem
sure.
with that. So I think as a kid I didn't, but eventually I just started to do it, and I don't know if I've suffered any ill effects, and I'm just more comfortable. You know, I move around in bed sometimes. You know, you flip, you flop, you turn, you toss, et cetera. So I don't need anything else flipping and flopping.
Based on the evidence of those three healthy kids you got bopping around the house, whatever you did, it kept everything where it needed to be. And now, you're fine.
Was in its right place.
Many texts coming in that, Nikki, you're absolutely correct. I'm with Nikki. OMG. I agree with Nikki. Wear underwear under anything, everything, always.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's just
it's not right or wrong. However you want to. You wear the underwear or you don't.
It's just the curiosity that kills the cat, because I'm just curious about the experience, especially for dudes, because I just feel like there's a lot of just loosey-goosiness happening.
Well, and I think it's tied into if you're a naked person. That's even, you know what I mean? Some people are naked,
naked people.
Like, they come home and they want to be naked.
100%.
Other people are literally naked for 4 seconds when they have to be in a shower, and then they're back
in
the towel.
Or when they're sitting on the toilet. I totally get it. Fully naked socks, too. Just not, it can't have any, you got to be totally clear.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
The top six most expensive cars. In at number six, surprised it's at six, the Rolls-Royce Boat Tail. It's an ultra-luxurious exclusive automobile manufactured by the British luxury car maker Rolls-Royce. Introduced in 2021, the Boat Tail is a limited production model with only three units ever made. Three of them. Each one will cost you around $28 million.
Wow.
Exclusivity and attention to detail and features contribute to the exceptional pricing. In a world where automotive excellence knows no bounds, these exceptional cars showcase the zenith of luxury and performance.
Man, is it pretty, though.
Yeah. Did you see a picture of it?
Yeah, I see a picture of it. And it looks like the trunk opens up like a fly, like wings.
Like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Wow. So three total are in existence.
Yeah.
Of this car.
Pretty wild, isn't
all
that
right.
wild?
Yeah.
And one of them is in Whip's garage.
Right, exactly. I didn't know what I had.
Yeah. Jeez. It was just on the lot.
Yeah,
in
I should get that appraised.
I was at the Kia dealership, and I thought, what's that thing over there? It's got a boat tail. It's got a boat?
People in the biz call it B-roll.
They do?
Yeah, like the boat Rolls-Royce B-roll.
Oh.
I'm seeing this online.
I was like, you said it like you know. Hang on a second.
In the Rolls-Royce biz.
In at number five, the McLaren Speedtail. What do they call that? The McSpeedy? The McLaren Speedtail is a hypercar combining cutting-edge technology, aerodynamic prowess, and luxurious design. It was introduced back in 2018 as part of McLaren's prestigious Ultimate Series. It'll cost beginning around $2 million to get going, but beneath its sleek exterior, the Speedtail boasts a hybrid powertrain, marrying a twin-turbocharged V8 engine with an electric motor that'll generate staggering 1,000 horses. Crazy. In at number four, your most expensive cars, the Lamborghini Cyan. I think it's Cyan. Limited production hybrid sports car, introduced in 2019, will get you going around $3.7 million, according to CarBuzz.com.
Okay.
And at number three, I don't know how to say any of these words. I can't even afford to pronounce it.
That's right. That's true. If you have to ask the price.
No, literally.
That's right.
The Koenigsegg Jesko Absolute, a high-performance hypercar that'll start about $3 million. The entire production run sold out in 2022. It was unveiled in 2020. The Absolute is designed to be the fastest and most aerodynamic car ever created, and it features a powerful twin-turbocharged V8 engine capable of producing over 1,600 horsepower.
I don't know where that showroom is, but if we walked into it, police are being called immediately.
You know, there's a McLaren showroom on Randolph, like right at the Kennedy.
Oh.
We should just walk in there one day.
All right, just to see what happens.
In our free mixed T-shirts.
Yeah.
Is it Chick-fil-A around here?
You guys are giving the wrong entrance.
Man. We're looking for a Dunkin'. Is there a Dunkin' around here?
Yeah.
You guys sell T-shirts? How much are they?
What?
And at number two, the most expensive cars, according to this survey or study, I guess. The Pagani Huayra Roadster. Roadster, I can say.
Are you even saying words?
I don't even know. For all you know, I'm not saying anything real.
It was
this list is actually like the best burgers at McDonald's, and I'm just saying stuff.
Okay.
The Pagani Roadster is a convertible supercar known for exceptional design. The price tag will go over $3 million, and it boasts a V12 engine and carbon fiber construction known to deliver unparalleled driving experience. So you can take the family to the Dells very quickly. And in at number one, the most expensive car, according to this list, the Bugatti La Voiture Noire.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
Is that train?
No.
Yeah. Train song. It's French for the black car. It's a limited edition hypercar crafted by the renowned luxury automaker Bugatti, unveiled at the Geneva International Motor Show in 2019. And that's not Lake Geneva. It's Geneva.
Regular Geneva.
It lives up to its name. It's sleek, it's aerodynamic, and it's all black. For the price tag, though, it's going to get you started at $18 million.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Hot potato. That's crazy.
Anyway, hop in the old Bugatti.
I don't even want to look at that car. Like, yeah. I'm afraid to leave it, like, make eye contact.
Yeah, it's not worth our time. I think you're going to get more out of the Subaru Impreza. You know? You got to think about reliability.
Right, exactly.
You can't roll that thing into Jiffy Lube. Right? Those guys don't know what to do.
You can't park it anywhere. You're just too scared all the time of people dinging it.
So I was thinking of getting this, but what's the insurance going to cost me? Right. What's?
Hey, talk to me about the mileage on this. Because, you know, I got to take the kids. Now, can I get both kids in the back seat? No?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 1019 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.